This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken Friday indicated the U.S. is still working to secure a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas in Gaza. In comments to reporters in Washington before talks with a delegation from Turkey, Blinken said that they are still working intensely in hopes of getting comprehensive ceasefire agreements.
In this moment, in this hour, we're also intensely focused on seeing if we can get a ceasefire with the release of hostages, the expansion of humanitarian assistance, and an environment for working on an enduring resolution. And there, the issue is Hamas.
And Blinken said the ball is in their court regarding Hamas and a ceasefire. Reports from Cairo on Thursday said Hamas negotiators had left the talks there and would not return until next week. A top EU official says that a ship is leaving for Gaza as test of new humanitarian corridor, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The European Commission president says a charity ship will leave for Gaza as part of a pilot operation to test a new humanitarian sea corridor, delivering aid directly from Cyprus to the Palestinian enclave. Ursula von der Leyen says the EU, together with the US and the United Arab Emirates, are launching the sea corridor to deliver large quantities of aid to Gaza that faces a humanitarian catastrophe. Von der Leyen adds the corridor will open as early as Sunday, preceded by Friday's pilot voyage by the charity Open Arms. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The UN Human Rights Office says in a report that the establishment and expansion of Israeli settlements in the West Bank and East Jerusalem amount to a war crime. The report covers the one-year period up to October 23rd, and it says that roughly 24,300 housing units and existing settlements in the West Bank are advanced. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden, in a hot mic moment, shows his growing frustration with Israeli Benjamin Netanyahu over Gaza humanitarian crisis. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
As the president greeted lawmakers on the House floor, Colorado Senator Michael Bennett urged him to keep up the pressure on Benjamin Netanyahu.
I told him, baby, show me pieces.
The president saying he and Netanyahu are going to have a come to Jesus meeting. An aide then quietly told the president the mics were still on.
That was good.
The president's been more public about his frustration with the Israeli government's unwillingness to allow more aid into Gaza and aired it during the speech, calling on Israel to do more in alleviating Gaza's suffering.
Humanitarian assistance cannot be a secondary consideration or a bargaining chip.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has offered to hold peace summits between Russia and Ukraine. VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
Turkey's President Erdogan made the offer on Friday during a visit from Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Istanbul. Zelensky spoke of the proposed peace summit. We do not see Russian representatives at this peace summit. We do not see how we can invite people that block, destroy, and kill everything. We want results. We want just peace for Ukraine. Turkey is a NATO member that has sought to balance its close relations with both Kyiv and Moscow. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
The Biden administration can keep operating a program that allows a limited number of migrants from four countries to enter the U.S. on humanitarian grounds after a federal judge on Friday dismissed a challenge from Republican-led states. The U.S. district judge said that Texas and 20 other states had not shown that they had suffered financial harm because of the humanitarian parole program that allows up to 30,000 asylum seekers into the U.S. each month from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela combined. And that was something the states needed to prove to have a legal standing to bring a lawsuit. President Joe Biden delivered a defiant argument for a second term in a State of the Union speech Thursday night, lacing into GOP frontrunner Donald Trump for espousing resentment, revenge, and retribution, and for jeopardizing freedom at home and abroad. Biden repeatedly delivered broadsides at his predecessors without even mentioning Trump by name. Scrappy tone from Biden was a sharp break from his often humdrum daily appearances and was designed to banish doubts about whether the 81-year-old is still up for the job. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.